In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There was a story of this little boy in a Sunday school classroom. And the Sunday school teacher was quizzing them here around Easter about what they knew. And the Sunday school teacher said, "Do any of you know what the resurrection is?" And the little boy piped up and he said, "Well, I don't know, but I heard on TV if you have a resurrection lasting more than 4 hours, you should call a doctor." That Sunday school teacher quit. So I'm going to back up and tell you how I heard that joke. It was told to a group of us by the Lutheran Bishop of West Virginia. I can look back there, and Wanda and Suzanne, I think, are new to the punchline. Jennifer's sitting here like... Well, so this little boy misunderstood something. He heard something that he thought was accurate, what he thought he heard, but turns out it was slightly askew. Well, I think that on Easter morning, we all hear the statement, "He is risen. He is risen. He's alive." And that's an important statement, and that's true. But whenever we hear that, my brothers and sisters, we really need to also hear, "I'm alive. I can be risen. I am alive." Because we often hear the story of Easter, and it's a nice story. It's a great story, great happy ending. But then, like so many other stories in the Bible, or even in the news or throughout our life, we hear the story and then we go, "So what does that mean? How does that apply to me? What's this about?" And here's the deal. The resurrection applies to each and every one of us because it is by this rising from the dead by Jesus Christ that we are able to be made fully alive, fully human, fully who we are meant to be by the God who loves us and saves us. We are enabled and empowered to be people free from the bondage that we have been in for so long. We are able to be people unafraid to speak anything but the truth. People empowered to go out and love recklessly and with abandon, unafraid of what it could mean to us or do to us. My brothers and sisters, we are alive because He is alive. We are able to stand before God free from our sins, yes, but because we are able to do that, if God is going to forgive us of our sins, my brothers and sisters, don't you think that means that we can forgive ourselves for the sins that we have done? Don't you think that that means that whatever trifles we have, the sins that we have committed against each other, that we can also be forgiving because we have been forgiven? Because we have been empowered, because we are now people free from the bondage that has just ensnared us. It is through Easter morning that God reaches down into the world and gathers us up out of the graves that we have dug for ourselves and lets us stand again. My brothers and sisters, the so what? What else is there? What else is there besides the empowerment by God to His people? We are all God's children. We are all made to stand before our God and Father through this beautiful morning. And we sing beautiful hymns and we do fun things here and I get to play with fire and I really like that. These are just small tokens of the grandeur and majesty of God given to us through this morning. Through this opportunity, my brothers and sisters, He is alive. You can be too. You can stand before anyone unashamed by the fact that your Savior, that your God, loves you so much that nothing can stand between you and truth and dignity for your fellow human beings and love and respect and charity. You have the opportunity now, my brothers and sisters, to be who you were meant to be, who God created you to be. to live into that unashamed and unafraid. Easter is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful opportunity full of hope. But you have to take that hope, my brothers and sisters. You have to take that hope. You have to live into that hope, because Easter isn't just something that occurred 2,000 years ago. It isn't this one singular event in human history. We have the opportunity to live each and every day. Not just for 4 hours at a time. You have the opportunity to live. To truly live. And I think it would be a shame, my brothers and sisters, if you didn't take that chance to go out and to live like you were meant to live, to love, to care. My brothers and sisters, this Easter season, and for the rest of your lives, I pray deeply that you will be a people alive, alive in the Spirit, alive in the Lord, and alive with each other in this broken and hurting world, and to everyone, here's this message of hope, redemption, and life. Amen.